badge of honor that leads us into battle for 120 hard-hitting minutes, the 23 grueling weeks of the year, and then the final. We don't wear it, we don it. That's right, don it. With purpose, with pride, with a look in our eye that says, get your scarves and jackets ready to wave, because the Bombers mean business this year.
That's a bit of the is that a bit of the sheedy stuff from the season launch you're talking about?
Yeah, it was fantastic. It was brilliant the way that he voiced that the other night and the message that was within all that. But yes, it was brilliant. And one bloke we got on the line now was actually there the other night. He's back at the club. Mark Harvey, good morning to you, Harves.
Morning, boys. Tim, you sound like you're in a cockpit or something.
A cockpit?
Yes.
Why is that?
You sound like you're far away.
Oh, audio issues.
Well, where are you right now?
No, I'm in the office working. We're getting the team ready for Melbourne Friday night.
Okay, we're a fair way away.
What sort of team are you putting together, Harves?
Oh, probably it will be somewhere near the team that we can play at this given moment. So there'll be a few top-up guys in the side, naturally. We'll probably go back to 3-1 on the bench. So we'll be able to get our rotations right and somewhere near our system.
Can you just explain some of the real functional difficulties you're having at the moment piecing together this team?
Well, the interesting part is it's very hard to simulate your game plan when you have sort of upwards of 8 to 10 players that have just come into your club in the last 2 weeks. And sometimes things like structure and the timing of what you need to do, how much information do you pass on with your strategy and tactics to these guys, knowing that they might be around for a couple of weeks, if not, you know, only a couple of, or a week or two, so depending on the decision. So that's been a difficulty. And then naturally, the players that can't play at the moment, they haven't had the full brunt of a practice game or a NAB Cup game.
That's an interesting point you make about the confidentiality of the game plan and the fact that players might leave the club and go off somewhere else and be debriefed by another club. So what are you doing? Are you holding separate team meetings and you're telling one group, this is the game plan, but then the guys are going to be there for the full term, another game plan?
Well, we've had a couple of different meetings, obviously, throughout the course of a week on those sort of issues. So, the guys, the guys that we've got into the club have been absolutely fantastic in the way that they've conducted themselves, the way that they've gone out and played. We've been reasonably competitive in both our NAB Cup games. And we've asked them to... The interesting trick to what we're doing at the moment is to try to get our players in around the midfield that we need to, and therefore the guys, the top-up guys, probably sit on the periphery of what we're doing on the outside of stoppages and things like that. So, believe it or not, our players that haven't been able to play, they've been torched over the last couple of weeks, particularly on a Friday, and they've been playing out games, not necessarily running too much, but more the physical element of the game.
Good morning, Mark. It's Andrew Gaze here. How much time is given to contingencies? Because it's all up in the air, and it's good that it's coming to a conclusion, but realistically, do you have to devote some attention to the worst-case scenario as well?
Well, I think management certainly is doing that, and from a coaching aspect, we are obviously hinging on this decision on the 31st, so we would like to think that our plan is that hopefully we do have our players available for round one, which is the Sydney game, obviously. But at the moment, we're still finding out about top-up players in the course of this NAB Cup, just in case it mightn't go the way that we want it to go.
We've seen, even through the NAB Challenge, it's Andy here, that you know, good players get to, you know, a period in a game and they hit that wall, you know, the build-up, the lactic, whatever it is. How many weeks into the season, once they get out onto the park and start playing again, how many weeks is it going to take these frontliners who aren't playing to get back into the cut and thrust of AFL footy and, well, and catch up?
Well, that's what I was referring to with the way that we're training our players that can't play at the moment. We hope that we're getting them somewhere near the game simulation that they would get if they were playing NAB Cup. But obviously, as you know, they're not necessarily playing in a structure or position based on just the training modes that we're doing at the moment. So it's just very hard from a game style and to get the rhythm and routine of what you need to do when you can't necessarily play altogether.
Mm. And, Harves, there's a back page lead in the Herald Sun this morning, the shot clock, 15-second countdown trial for goal kickers. Would you support this? You know, the 30 seconds been up on the big score, the players have got the 30 seconds and there's a countdown if they haven't begun their run-up?
Oh, look, I think goal kicking's always been an issue over many years, and players not getting it right. And what you do is you educate your players to try to get into some sort of rhythm and routine about the way that they approach their goal kicking. So, for instance, a guy like Joey Danaher, who I would think wouldn't necessarily take the 15 seconds, but now has to rush up the way that he gets his shots on goal. He's been working, obviously, with Matthew Lloyd. Look, I don't like to see players certainly running down the clock and taking 30 seconds and up, but let's see how it goes. I haven't thought too much about it. Obviously read the paper this morning, so we've got to deal with it on Friday night, so we'll see what happens.
And a big reunion for our 84-85 Premiership back-to-back team a little bit later in April. I think it's about April 10th, isn't it?
Yes, I think it's in correlation with our arch rivals, the Hawks, who we play in round two. It's also 50 years as well, Tim, 65, grand final side as well, too. So
that's
I think they are planning some sort of celebration throughout the course of the year. But yes, 84 and 85... you'll be leading the celebrations, Tim, no doubt.
No doubt about that.
I've
got one great fear about this dinner. It's going to be held at the MCG, and the game being played that night is against Hawthorn. What are the chances of Dermot actually walking through the room mid-dinner?
I would invite Dermot to do that.
And, grabbing hold of Billy Duckworth and giving a big kiss on his cheek at his table.
Well, yes. Well, that'll be interesting, particularly if Billy was celebrating throughout the course of the day.
Hey, Harves, good luck. Everybody wants to see a resolution. Hopefully, as Gazy said, we're getting closer to it. We're expecting it by March 31. Is that your deadline? You're expecting to know by then? Is that what you blokes internally are hearing?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. We'll wait and see. We appreciate you joining us, mate. Good luck on the weekend.
Thanks, boys.